I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia and Christmas bookend our broadcast today. Legal changes in Moscow pose a potential problem for churches. Plus, COVID changes might alter the holidays this year, but it won't stop gospel outreach. We'll explain that in just a few moments. But first, the draft of a new Russian law could prevent pastors trained abroad from preaching in a church without getting recertified inside the country first. Russia's hoping that the law will combat religious extremism. But Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says
this law was supposed to come up for some kind of approval, some kind of vote on September 22nd. That date was postponed. They haven't announced a new date for the law. So hopefully maybe there is some pressure against that or some pushback against that law.
Nettleton says the second part of the law is more concerning.
It would basically require everyone, every religious organization in Russia, as I read it, to re-register. So basically they would say, well, we've changed this law, so we're going to just start over again and register everyone again. Well, that also gives the government a chance to say who's legal, who can meet, what religious organizations are allowed to exist and which ones aren't.
Pray that Christ will empower his people in Russia to proclaim the gospel boldly in spite of interference from the government.
Is this a time for open protest? Is this a time to, you know, work behind the scenes and try to raise government leaders' attention, raise their sympathy?
Meanwhile, Iran is one of the world's most dangerous places to follow Christ. Yet Iranians are turning to Jesus in droves. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says, according to a recent survey,
roughly 1.5% of Iran's entire population has identified itself as Christian. That stands to roughly a little bit over 1 million. We feel there's more than a million people responding. We are, handling over 600 to 700 contacts a day from inside Iran.
New believers desperately need a way to grow in their faith. Traditional methods like going faithfully to church or doing group Bible studies just don't work in Iran. These sorts of things could get you killed. Heart for Iran and ICM are working on a different approach to discipleship. ICM's content developer Nicholas explains.
We have a curriculum that we've been developing for over 30 years now that does an overview of the whole Bible, and it teaches people and equips them to understand how to read the Bible, obey the Bible, share the Bible, and train other people on the Bible so that they can become everything that God wants them to be.
Visit us online to support discipleship efforts through satellite TV and online platforms, and most importantly, pray.
God is preparing in people the thirst and the hunger for truth and for relationship with Him. That's something that we can't really do, right? We believe the Holy Spirit must move.
And Sammy Tippett Ministries is planning a large live stream event around Christmas to reach people all over the world with the gospel. Now, Sammy Tippett explains that friends asked him about putting together a digital event for the Iranian community. And after some prayer, he approached his translation teams about reaching even more people. Tippett says,
the Christmas season is a great time to engage people in a conversation about Jesus in the various countries of the world.
In May, Sammy Tippett Ministries produced a very successful Facebook live stream event in 11 languages. By adapting previous evangelism training videos from this, the translation teams will create new ones. And these videos will be featured daily from the end of November until the live stream at the end of December. The videos will also be available in two new languages this time, Nepali and Albanian. Tippett believes these translation efforts are crucial to the spread of the gospel.
One of the great truths that I've learned through this process is that every person deserves to hear the gospel in their own mother tongue.
These teams have encountered some challenges from COVID-19. Recording studios are difficult to navigate with the pandemic. Tippett asks prayer for these teams as they diligently press forward with the work. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020's been a pretty rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be a voice for the voiceless. So would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.